Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. It's here, yes, your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 16th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in around 5 minutes. It's probably going to be a short one today. There wasn't a whole lot of news, just so you know. Well, Microsoft has unveiled the Lumia 650, and you're going to be able to get your hands on this $200 Windows 10 phone in just a few days. Actually, February 18th is when it's launching in Europe. And for a $200 phone, actually $199 if you want to get technical about it, 5-inch OLED display. It's got an aluminum frame, too, on the thing. 5-megapixel wide-angle front-facing camera and an 8-megapixel rear camera. You're also going to have about 16 gigabytes of internal storage on board, and you can expand that up to 200 gigabytes, of course, via micro SD card. And yes, you heard me correctly at the first of this, it will be running Windows 10 Mobile. So if you're running a Windows 10 operating system right now, yes, you're going to be in one friendly ecosystem. Friendly, I don't know how friendly, but that's what they're saying here. But heck, if you're on the lookout for a new smartphone and iOS and Android just ain't cutting it for you, with this kind of price, it might be worth a try. Oh, we're going to go... Yes, I'm talking about Australia. And if you're a Telstra customer, did you have a lot of fun the other day getting a whole bunch of stuff downloaded? Well, if you have no idea what I'm talking about, well, you've already missed the ship. Sorry. Yes, Telstra was giving customers unlimited downloads for one whole day. And there was also no restrictions on what could be posted, browsed, shared, streamed, you name it, you could probably do it. In fact, customers loved it so much they gobbled up a record 1,841 terabytes of data in less than 24 hours. But of course, with anything so great, you've always got a downside. The more data that was consumed, the slower the downloads got. In fact, in some portions of Australia where customers were supposed to be getting about 200 megabits, yeah, they were only getting about 1.5. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but apparently robots are going to steal our jobs. Some of you probably think, yeah, they kind of already stolen some of our jobs, haven't they? Well, according to some top computer scientists in the U.S., they're warning it could get even worse than what we're imagining right now, particularly when artificial intelligence comes into the workplace. This was all discussed at the Conference on Financial Technology. And according to Professor Vardy, he says we are approaching a time when machines will be able to outperform humans at almost any task. Going on to say that if machines are capable of doing almost any work that a human will do, what the hell are humans going to do? He actually went on more boldly to say that the development of full artificial intelligence could spell the end of the human race. No. Personally, after reading this, I don't know if I'm worried about not having a job or just not having a life. Sounds like the robots are coming in to take us over. And finally, now I know it's only February, but this might be something you want to add to your Christmas list already this year. Particularly if you've got kids out there that really want the hot toy of the year and you don't know if you're going to be able to get your hands on one. Well, if you can't, just print the sucker now. Yep, Mattel has unveiled a $300 3D printer that'll let you design and create your own toys. Cool. The cool thing about this printer's actually aimed at children 13 years older and up. Which I know in today's society, 13 doesn't seem like a kid anymore, does it? And most kids at 13 probably say, can you print me a cell phone? Which, by the way, you will actually need via an iOS or an Android app. It'll let kids and adults, of course, because let's face it, I want to get my hands on this too, design figurines and send them wirelessly to their phone or tablet straight to the printer. What's cool about this, the manufacturers over there in Mattel are saying it's very simple. You can pretty much print before you go to bed and then wake up with a brand new toy. Now, the bigger question, how long are we going to have to wait for this thing? Not long. In fact, the printer's app is already live in the iOS and Android stores as we speak. And you can pre-order the printer starting today. But it won't be shipping till fall. Damn it. There's always a catch. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website for all things BTN. Get on over there, BritishTechNetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. You got the Mac Show, of course, the Big Show, of course, the News Show, the Gamer Show, so many over there. Just get on over there and get them all checked out and get subscribed to every one of them, too. Don't forget to follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger and the British Tech Slack Room for the BTN community. BritishTech.slack.com. For the news show, well, that wraps up your Tuesday installment. Sorry, there just wasn't a whole heck of a lot of news. Hopefully, we'll get a little bit more to you for Hump Day's edition. Fingers crossed. Regardless of what we get, we'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have a great Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.